Welcome to the Journey of You, Reflections on Faith, Identity, and Becoming. I'm your host, Tonya D. Venice. This is a space to slow down, breathe deep, and tell the truth about where you've been, where you are, and who you're becoming. Here, your story is honored, but it does not define you. It becomes your testimony. Wherever you're listening from, you're invited to settle in. You don't have to rush this journey. You don't have to walk it alone. Good morning, Journey of You family. How are y'all doing today? It's February, the month of love. And while some may cringe or feel down and out about this month, I want to give you some reasons to look at it differently and shift your mindset and perspective. So each week, we're going to talk about different types of love. Love of God, love of yourself, love of others, and really define love from a biblical perspective and give you ways to continually pour out love to others, but also receive love as well. And so today we're going to focus on understanding God's love, how God's love changes us, and then ways to embrace His love daily. I know for me, each year I start to see God in a deeper way. The more time that you spend with Him and the more time that you spend in His Word, the more you get to know His character and who He is. And, you know, I've heard all my life, you know, Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me. But it's not until you actually experience it that it's like, wow, He really does love me. And I've seen Him work through people. You know, I've seen Him, you know, work through different situations in my life. And I've seen Him show up at times that it was just like, wow, you really are there. One way that, you know, I experience Him is when I'm out doing my morning walks and the sun is just coming over the horizon and it's like peeking, you know, just over the clouds or just over the trees. And it's like, oh my goodness, that's literally like God's way of showing me He's right there. I love sunshine. And it genuinely makes me happy. It really does affect my mood. So that's why I like to spend a lot of time outside, or I, you know, always work right next to a window. And there are sometimes my house faces the east. And so I wake up in the morning and it's like the rays of the sun like hit my shoulder. And I, you know, to me, it's like God's like, hey, it's time to get up. Let's go. And I don't know. It makes me so excited. Even one day I was walking and it was drizzling a little bit and it was a very dreary day. And I think I even told you guys, like, I kept smelling something sweet, but I couldn't figure out what it was. And I looked over and there was a whole field of honeysuckle that just smelled amazing. And I was just like, thank you, Lord, you know, for nature. And thank you, you know, for all the things around me that you've created. You know, I can see your hand at work. And it was like right after I said that, a little piece of the sun broke through the clouds, and it was like, oh my goodness, God did that just for me. Obviously, all of y'all could see it too, but I felt like He did it just for me. And even like I was going to work the other day, and on the way to work, they were talking on the radio on the fish. Taylor said that there's a rainbow outside the studio that's just straight up and down. She was like, oh my goodness, that's beautiful. And it was like the second to the last day that the fish was going to be on the radio. And she was just like another reminder of God's promises, because they were talking about they weren't sure what was going to happen next. And as I was driving, like a couple of minutes after she said that, I saw in my rearview mirror the exact same rainbow that she was talking about. And it was straight up and down. And I tried to capture a picture of it when I stopped at the stoplight. But it was, you know, just a little bit after the sun had come up. So a lot of people's lights were still on. And so as I tried to take the picture through the mirror, it didn't work. But I was able to see it with my own eyes. And I was just like, wow, of course the rainbow is always a reminder of God's promise. And I mean, that just took me through the day. And it was just like, nature is where I see God the most, because it's constantly changing. And just the creativity of how the sky is painted during the sunrise and, you know, painted, you know, when the sun is setting, and just the various colors of the trees, like all those things, no man could do those things, but it's God's hand at work all the time. And just like there's different seasons physically, you know, out in the world, we have different seasons of life. And so as we're going through those seasons, God is with us. When it's winter time in our life, when it's fall, when it's spring, when it's summer. He's with us all the time, which is why we've got to constantly praise and worship him, because he's always there. And so I want you to be able to understand his love. And so we're going to start with Romans 5 and 8. And so Romans 5 and 8 tells us, "But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners." God loved us so much that he sacrificed his own son. Okay? I don't know if you can imagine that, but think about giving up one of your family members because your love is so great that the only way for you to make peace between you and these other people is by sacrificing that person. You couldn't imagine that. Because of our human finite minds, we couldn't imagine doing that, but that's what God did for us, okay? And so some other ways to notice his love is in Jeremiah 31 and 3. And that reads, "Long ago, the Lord said to Israel, I have loved you, my people, with an everlasting love. With unfailing love, I have drawn you to myself." Okay? So Romans 5 and 8 told us that his love is unconditional. That means it's never ending. Like nothing we do can separate us from his love, okay? Then we go to Jeremiah and we learn that it's everlasting. Well, now let's go to Ephesians 3, 17 through 19. And that reads, "And I pray that Christ will be more and more at home in your hearts as you trust in him. May your roots go down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love really is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is so great you will never fully understand it. Then you will be filled with the fullness of life and power that comes from God." Do you understand that? His love is also transformational. So it's unconditional, it's everlasting, and it's transformational. And so, with that, you know that his love can change you. His love is going to last forever. And there's nothing that you have to do to get his love. He's freely giving it to you. All he wants you to do is accept it and love him back. That is not a hard request. That's just like you pour out love to, another human and you want it to be reciprocated. You want them to love you back. That's the same thing God is asking of us. But even when you don't, his love is still unconditional, it's still everlasting, and it's still transformational. Okay? So let's talk a little bit about how his love does change us. Okay? So now we're going to go to 1 John 4 and 18. Okay. And so 1 John 4, 18 reads, "Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. If we are afraid, it is for fear of judgment, and this shows that his love has not been perfected in us. We love each other as a result of his loving us first." So what that means is his love casts out fear. We don't have to fear because there's no fear in Christ, okay? And his love casts out fear because we know with him, all things are possible. We know that with him, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And so God is with us. And so we don't have to be afraid of anything because God's going to take care of it for us. And even though we might not know how, we might not know when, we might not understand why, we do always know who. And so that's what is enabling us to cast out fear, okay? And then 1 John 3 and 1. "See how very much our Heavenly Father loves us, for He allows us to be called His children, and we really are. But the people who belong to this world don't know God, so they don't understand that we are His children." Do you see what that means? It gives us identity and purpose. So when people are like, "Who are you?" You don't have to respond with what you do. You could say things like, "I'm a child of the Most High God. I'm a daughter of the King." That's who you are. He is our identity and purpose. We have to find that in Him before we can do anything else or accomplish anything else, because it's not in the assignments that we take on. It's not our career or the roles that we fulfill. Those are all ways that we can live out our purpose, but our identity is always in Christ first and foremost, okay? So some ways that you can embrace God's love daily is really to spend time in prayer and worship. And I'm not saying it's got to be a prayer that, you memorize, or a prayer that you say the same thing every day and it's just monotone and you're just saying it as a routine. Nope. It's a conversation with God where you're truly telling him, how you feel, what you're walking through, thanking him, for the well of blessings in your life, but also talking through with him about the cup of problems that you're experiencing as well, and being open and honest. If you're mad at him, if you're upset, if you're disappointed, tell him the truth. He can handle it. It's not going to change how he feels about you. It's not going to change his love for you. He's still going to love you anyway. Remember, we just learned that his love is unconditional, it's everlasting, and it's transformational. So even as you're going through the fire and you're being refined, and God, the potter is molding you and reshaping you into who he created you to be, he still has that love that's pouring out and exuding out of him that's covering you. And so you want to have that time in prayer with him. He wants to hear from you. Imagine what that's like to reach out to a person that every time you call them, they answer the phone. Every time you ask something, they're right there to listen and be that shoulder that you need. They're walking through it with you. No human being can fulfill that 24 hours a day because they're human, but God can. He's always there and always available. His line is never busy. You don't have to leave him a message because he's right there, ready and waiting for you, welcoming you in with open arms. So you can talk to him anytime you want to, any time of day, any time of night, and all throughout the day. So spend time doing that and worshiping him. One, for who he is. Two, for what he's done in your life. Think about where you would be if you didn't have Jesus. Think about where you are right now and all the things that you've gone through. There's no way you would still be sane if you didn't have Jesus. No way you'd still be standing if you didn't have him walking every day and every step of the way with you. And so meditate on his word. Think about John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God loved you that much. There's no greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Jesus loves you that much that he gave up his own life. And we're going to talk through that, of what that love looked like and what he went through, just so that we could have direct access to the Father. Okay? Recognize his presence in everyday moments. Just like I told you, like you see the rainbow, or the sun is shining beautifully. Things that we have no control over. Maybe a bill got paid, or you have a full tank of gas, you have transportation to get back and forth, you have a way of making an income, you have a roof over your head, or a place to stay. Even if it's not yours, you have a place to lay your head. You have clothes on your back, food on your table. Even if it's not, a gourmet meal, you've still got something to eat. Those are all things that you need to be recognizing God's presence in everyday moments. Somebody smiles, they open the door for you, they share an encouraging word. Those are all ways to recognize where God's hand is at work. And if you acknowledge those things, the big and the small, the more that you see it and be thankful for those things, the more those things are going to be even more obvious to you. You'll be able to see more and more of his blessings, okay? So this week, I want you to intentionally seek God's love. Reflect on how you've experienced God's love. Write it down in your journal. Each time that you're like, oh, wow, that was God again. Oh my goodness, I can see him at work. I'm telling you, the more and more that you look for it, the more and more that you'll see. We spend so much time focused on our problems and, the bad, that we overlook all of the good that's around us. So this week, that's what I want you to focus on, okay? Let's pray. We thank you so much for this day, Father. We thank you for your goodness, for your grace, and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your unconditional love that is also everlasting and transformational. Thank you, Father, for loving us enough to not leave us the same way that you found us, but you accept us as we are, but you don't leave us that way. We thank you, Father, that you're continually walking with us, that we have direct access to you. Thank you for your sacrifice, Lord, so that we can have that direct access to you. Thank you for loving us that much, Lord, and for constantly welcoming us with open arms and always wanting to hear from us, Lord. For everyone that's listening, Lord, we pray that this opens a door for them, Lord, to start talking to you throughout the day, having a conversation with you, and being comfortable to talk to you just as freely as we all talk to one another, Lord. Thank you, Father, that we have grace with you. Thank you, Lord, for just loving us so much, Father, that your love covers a multitude of sins. It covers every single thing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for this month to celebrate love, Father. We can celebrate you and your love all year long, but thank you for helping us to really see love from a biblical perspective and from your perspective and understand your love for us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Remember, this is your journey. It's where your life begins. Thank you for spending this time with me on the journey of you. If today's reflection resonated, you're welcome to continue the conversation with me on Substack, where I share written reflections and podcast updates. You can find me at toniadbenis.substack.com. Thank you for being here.